This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Florida began to recover Thursday from the trail of devastation left by Hurricane Michael, the storm unleashed tropical force winds and heavy rains on several southeastern United States as it moved in a northeasterly direction. Florida Governor Rick Scott promised a strong relief effort from his administration after the state was slammed by Michael, the most powerful storm on record in Florida's panhandle and the third strongest on record to hit the U.S. mainland.
So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone. Roads and infrastructure along the storm's path have been destroyed. This hurricane was an absolute monster, and the damage left in its wake is still yet to be fully understood. Today, the top focus is search and rescue.
The National Hurricane Center downgraded Michael to a tropical storm early Thursday, saying its maximum winds had dropped below the threshold for a hurricane. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that the U.S. has investigators in Turkey trying to determine what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, last seen entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last week, but acknowledged his life is imperiled. Turkish officials say they believe that Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who wrote opinion articles for the Washington Post, was murdered inside the consulate last week. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says information he has reviewed suggests that there was a murder.
The killing, if it has occurred, I hope it hasn't. But everything points to the fact that likely he's been murdered. So this is an American citizen that, again, everything points to the Saudi regime.
Under current law, Mr. Trump would have 120 days to report to the Senate with a determination and a decision on the imposition of sanctions. This is VOA News. Booster rockets carrying a Soyuz spacecraft with a Russian cosmonaut and a U.S. astronaut on board headed for the International Space Station failed midair Thursday. Reuters' Francesca Linnae reports.
And there is liftoff of the Soyuz MS-10 to the International.
A booster rocket heading for the International Space Station has failed midair.
Emergency, the failure of the booster.
The rocket was carrying a Soyuz spacecraft, and American astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin were on board. The malfunction happened just minutes after liftoff in Kazakhstan. Footage from inside the spacecraft shows the two men being shaken around at the moment of failure.
The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has condemned Saudi Arabia's involvement in Yemen's ongoing civil war, which has killed and injured many children and been responsible for conditions leading to a large-scale hunger and malnutrition. Saudi Arabia is one of six countries the experts looked at in regard to implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Given the ongoing conflict in Yemen, the 18-member Committee on the Rights of the Child agrees it was always going to be difficult to have a discussion with Saudi Arabia about the kingdom's involvement in the war. The United Nations calls the war in Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The UN reports around 1,300 children have been killed and an equal number injured by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen since war started in March 2015.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News in Geneva. The International Monetary Fund says that Pakistan has formally requested financial assistance from the lender to help address the country's economic challenges. The Pakistani finance minister submitted the request to IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde during a meeting on the sidelines of the IMF and World Bank annual conference in Indonesia. The statement did not specify how much money Pakistan is seeking. The prime minister, Imran Khan, said Wednesday his government needs about $12 billion in the short term to steer the country out of a looming balance-off payment crisis. Police in Tanzania say a man considered Africa's youngest billionaire has been abducted in the country's economic capital. 43-year-old Mohamed Duji was seized Thursday morning by two masked gunmen as he entered a hotel for a workout. Officials say the gunman fired shots in the air before pushing him into a car and driving away. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.